Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Erica L. Thank you for tuning in to Brown Girl Table Talk. True Care Solutions. True Care Solutions' mission is to enrich the lives of disabled individuals and their families by providing comprehensive range of support services, programs, and activities. Their goal is to empower disabled individuals and their families to be reliable resources and advocate for them. So reach out to True Care Solutions. You can go to their website by going to www.truecaresolutions.org. Or you can reach out at 919-585-1491. True Care Solutions. Thank you.
I don't want to go back. I'm not going to go back.
Walking out of prison, I could hear the chains breaking. It's scary coming back out to do this the right way.
I was not there to be the father that my children needed.
Looking at this new life, I am scared.
Thank you, Lord, for keeping me all those years, Lord, and I'm not turning back. Amen.
Good afternoon, everyone. I have the pleasure of being with Dr. Rita Suter from New Beginning, a home for women in transition. And I also have the pleasure to be with Ms. Kay Washington. Thank you for being with me today, and it's a pleasure meeting you all. First, we're going to start off by just sharing a little bit about ourselves, and then we're going to go right on into it so we can share with you all so that you all may be empowered today. Hi, Kay.
Hey, how you doing?
If you could just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Kay Washington. I am 63 years old. I live here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Been in Raleigh for like the last 35 years. Mm-hmm. Prior to being incarcerated. I was incarcerated for 6 years. I just got out in April 2017. Since that time, life has been good. You know, I've had some little bumps in the road, but God's been good.
Absolutely.
You know, so I can't complain. You know, I can't complain.
Absolutely.
All my needs have been met.
And for those of you who do not know, Kay was featured on OWN, Oprah Winfrey's channel, on the first season of Release. Second season is due to come out. They're currently casting for the second season. I kind of fell in love with Kay the day I started watching the show. I can definitely relate to you because I have a child with special needs as well.
Okay.
So that I immediately gravitated to you through that.
Right.
And I know the love that we mothers have for our children, so I could definitely relate from that. And I, like I said, it's been a pleasure to be in your presence.
Okay.
So we're going to get right into it. As Kay said, that she's been incarcerated. She was there for 6 years. We are all in the Raleigh-Durham area. And we want to bring forth more awareness to prison reform, what we can do to support our women that are in transition. And Dr. Rita is going to come up next and share with us a little bit about her and what she does.
Thank you. My name is Dr. Rita Suter. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I went to school in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was there that I met my lovely husband who relocated me to North Carolina. And actually, it was one of the best moves that I could have ever made. Didn't come here willingly at first, but after I got here and I really saw God's plan for my life, I can really say I am grateful that He forced me here.
It was a forced move, huh?
Yes, it was a forced move. And when I look back over my life now and see the things that I've been blessed to accomplish, I know I had to have come or else I would have never been able to enjoy those things that we have been able to do. So I'm just really grateful for just being here.
So can you all share with each other, well, share with me how you all met each other, how you came in contact?
Okay, let me share a little bit about it. I met Ms. Rita while I was incarcerated. Ms. Rita was one of the mentors that mentored women in prison that was in this program. Mm-hmm. I went through this, and believe it or not, the group I was in was the only group they had for 6 months.
Wow.
It's really a 4 month program, mm-hmm. or a 16 week program. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, God saw fit for the 10 of us to be in that program, like almost right at 6 months.
Right.
And that's
half a year.
But I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I turned down work release.
Wow.
Actually, to go through this program.
Okay.
And I just thank God that I did, because what I got out of that program, I couldn't have got on work release. Mm-hmm. That program put me in touch with who I am today, mm-hmm. and whose I am today.
Now, absolutely.
Who I am and who I belong to, mm-hmm. which is my Lord and Savior, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time of being in the program, Ms. Rita, as I said, was one of the mentors. Now, mind you, all girls in the program have mentors.
Right.
And Miss Rita mentored another lady, another young lady that was in the program. And I walked up to Miss Rita one day, and I see Miss Rita was, you know, very supportive and mm-hmm. everything. And the mentor that I had, she was a good mentor, but she was not a good fit for me.
Okay.
My spirit, I just
did not agree.
Yeah.
And that's natural.
And that's okay.
Yes,
you know.
Is.
And I walked up to Ms. Rita one day and I said, they should have gave me you.
They should have gave me you.
Yes, as my mentor. Mm-hmm. And I said, they should have gave me you. I said, but that's all right. I said, when I get out, they can't stop me from being here. And
right.
it just so happened before mm-hmm. I got out, Ms. Rita also facilitate another group mm-hmm. after the women finish the first part. We have like an aftercare program. So her and another lady facilitate that program.
Okay.
And so I had the opportunity to go through that program mm-hmm. for 9 months prior to being released. So I really bonded
right.
with Ms. Rita then.
Right. And really got what you wanted.
But yeah. But I don't think Ms. Rita really, believe me, when I told her, I say, when I get out, mm-hmm. I say, yeah, baby, get rid of me.
Uh-huh.
I say, I'm going to be like, on your trail.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And that was something different for me, because all my life, I never reached out and asked for help.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what got me in trouble.
Okay.
Not utilizing the resources and the supports that God had in place for me, but stuck in my own self-will.
Okay.
Feeling like that I had to do this thing
all by
myself.
Right.
And it wasn't until I went to JobStart mm-hmm. that I learned I'm not alone. I don't have to do this by myself no more.
A lot of times we as women, we do feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, even with talking with Dr. Rita, one thing she and I have made clear that, you know, everybody that's in prison is not meaning that they're bad people.
Exactly.
You know, a bad situation comes, and like you said, we tend to not want to get help or feel like we are out there alone, and the help is there, but we have to reach out and grab it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So, how after you finish your program for
okay, so,
9 months,
so after
and
I finished
you
the
still
program,
on the Rita Trail.
Yes, and I was released. And when I was released, in the program, I had told Ms. Rita that I wanted her and Dr. Noah
mm-hmm.
and my family and a few other people
mm-hmm.
to be there, because during the time of going through JobStart,
right.
I was chosen, I was selected to do the documentary
right.
for release. And I told Ms. Reed, I said, I want you to be there with me. I want you to walk through this with me, you
right.
know, because for one thing, I was scared,
right.
you know, and I'm trying to do the right thing. You know, and it's all new.
Right.
It's a new. It was new to me. You know, and I knew that I needed positive people in my life.
Right.
That I knew that was gonna hold me accountable.
Right, and get you through.
And
what
get
you
me
need to
exactly.
Do. Make and Miss Rita, Dr.
And Miss Rita was there.
She was yeah. there, right yeah. there at that yeah. right time.
And I mean, for like the first 6 months, it's like, I mean, and even after I had a car, a lot of times I still, Miss Rita, I mean, do this for me. And then
what did you find was your biggest obstacle after you were released?
Finding housing. Which I'm which now I work with other clients. I work with mental health and substance abuse ladies.
Okay.
And housing in this area is so, I mean, it is so limited, so hard. Mm-hmm. And the programs are there, but people have messed up the system so bad. Mm-hmm. And the people, private landlords and nice affordable places, mm-hmm. people have really dogged out people's houses and
tore them up until
they don't trust people. The funds are there, the mm-hmm. Housing vouchers, mm-hmm. The housing programs, and we getting people with the vouchers and programs.
But you just can't find the house.
You just can't
you
find
have
the house.
Voucher, you have yeah. the money, but you can't find
the house. And that was really my biggest obstacle coming home. Mm-hmm. And I see almost 2 years later, it's still an obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. It's like you're almost constantly trying to prove yourself, like, I'm fine, I've moved on, I've mm-hmm. gotten past my demons, as some people mm-hmm. may say, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and then they just kind of smack you in the face again. Mm-hmm. And that's where Dr. Rita comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. as a mentor. So how did you help her with some of her biggest obstacles?
Well, I have always heard the saying that experience is the best teacher. Mm-hmm. So some of the things that Kay was experiencing, I had already been there and done it. You know, and so besides sharing my experience being a ordained licensed minister of gospel, mm-hmm. I know the word of God,
yeah.
and so combining those two things together
mm-hmm.
is what I use as we walk through this her journey together. Mm-hmm. And so, if I wasn't in the word of God giving the scripture, then I was giving her an experience and to let her know that, see, you know, we can make it. I'm here. I'm a living witness. Oh. You know. And so, mm-hmm. you know, I'm here. Not that I'm such an expert or anything like that.
Right.
But I think we all have a story and we can always share what we've gone through. And that's what it's all about.
And I guess the motto is, and not just for me, but I think it should be for everybody. If I can't get the answer for you, let me see what I can exactly. do to find out mm-hmm. where I can get the answer mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people just say no, or they say, well, I don't know nothing about that, and they just keep on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not saying, well, I do hear your concern, I know what the issue is, I can relate, let's see what we can do to find out an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then be able to share the resources you do have.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people know about things, it's not always what you know, it's who you know, mm-hmm. and they won't share. So with that being said, after the show, after everything, the documentary came out, you became a star.
You know, it's like, I just thank God, mm-hmm. because even during the documentary, it has made me be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Because on a many of days, because I'm not perfect by no means. Long way from being perfect, and some days the old me show up.
Hey, I think
you
that's
know,
all of us.
And the old me show up, and what I have to remember is that when the old me show up, God got me out there on Front Street where people are watching.
Right. So.
People watching me. People are watching me. People know me that I not even have a clue. Mm-hmm. I mean, just. Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I was going in food lab,
mm-hmm.
and the lady, it's like she was standing there like this. And I thought she was looking at Cynthia.
Right.
You know, because 90% of the time he with me.
Right.
And so I thought she was looking at him, so I'm looking at her, Can I look to him to see if he okay? Mm-hmm. And she's standing there like she's stuck. She said, I just knew I was gonna see you at some point. She said, can I just get a hug? Aww. And I mean, it's almost 2 years later.
And you don't know how much you have empowered and changed people's lives.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so on those days when I wanna, you know, when the old me wants to rail, I have to think, I have to say, okay, that's all I need is to act out, you know, because people have watched my struggle and I've been that way of hope for them. It's not even about me. Mm-hmm. You know, I know what I've gone through. It ain't even about K no more. You know, I live my life now serving others.
Right.
From sunup to sundown.
So how did Dr. Rita be able to help you and Suliana? Are you getting more support with her?
Oh, man. Let me tell you. This woman right here. I have called Miss Rita like in wee hours of the night. Mm-hmm. You know, in the beginning, I mean, I went through. Me and Suliana was homeless 3 times in like less than 2 months when I first came home. I mean, family members put me out, you know? And I would call her, and then I would find other places. She said, well, I had already worked it out for you. I had somewhere for you to go.
Right.
You know, she said, are you sure you and Simeon safe where you at? And I said, yeah. And then I got to the second place, and because I wasn't living like they thought I was going to. See, when people found out that I was at, that I really, even today, and I can say this, and stand on it, and proudly say, I'm not that woman that went to prison in 2011. Right. She died up in there. She died.
The old me is dead.
She dead, you know? God created a new me inside out. I mean, it is what it is. Those old things, I don't even desire. Now, what I will say, I want God to give me a husband. Ooh. You know? I want
y'all hear that? A husband.
I want a godly husband, not just anything. God,
and he got to come to you.
Thank you. And not only that, it's certain things that is unacceptable today.
That's right.
I don't want a man smoking cigarettes. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke.
Right.
I don't want a man drinking.
Okay.
I don't want a man look at me and look at me like I'm a piece of meat.
Right.
I mean, it's just a whole lot of stuff.
You want a companion. You want a friend. You want a confidant.
Thank you. I want some man.
That's right. Not just man.
Not just in body.
Capital M-A-N.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, right.
Mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly. Because I'm going to tell you, if he ain't right, my spirit. And don't think it's
don't
been
worry,
two
me
three.
And Dr. Rita going to question him anyway. He got
I know
to go
that's
through,
right.
We got to go through some tests
I
anyway.
Know that's right.
So it's going to be the right man.
It's going to be the right one. Because guess what? Because I can't bring no anybody around her. Because, oh, Lord. She'll say, where he come from? He
got
you know, because the spirit tries the spirit.
That's
so.
Right.
And so I, you know, many a days I'll be home and like this is my friends, they'll be like, got their little boyfriends and they be on the phones and stuff. And then sometimes, you know, like the flesh rail. Mm-hmm. And then I said, but you know what? I just not willing to do certain stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't. Yeah. I mean, that's
because your mindset is in a totally different place.
And
that's
the biggest
yes.
Love me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Whoever it be will have to be somebody that Simeon can grasp and can. Mm-hmm. If not, if he don't grasp to him,
it
ain't happening anyway.
That's
and
right.
I just keep
it going. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
That's right.
Life goes on.
That's right.
I'm good.
So how about like as far as with the job? I know you said that Dr. Rita was there helping you transition with that.
Oh, yes. As far as my job, when I first came home, I had a job working in a motel. I'm telling you, I worked on that job for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
They were working out like a Hebrew slave. Uh-huh.
And not only that, I had, where I had moved to, the lady was watching Semyon for me. And then, you know, you work in motels, you know. Them people had you working Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No,
Sunday.
No break.
I mean, they are working to death. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock in the morning, some days I wouldn't get back off to like 6, 7 in the evening.
Right.
You know, because mm-hmm. I'm not used to doing that kind of work, but
right.
I'm willing to try
right.
anything.
Right.
You know,
at that point,
I was just like, okay, God, I can't be choosy. I'm going to do whatever
Absolutely.
I need to do from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
And so I did it, and it lasted about 2 weeks. And then I...
God wanted to know how bad you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you want it that bad, you'll stick
exactly.
around.
And then I went and done peer support. I got certified for peer support.
Right.
And I've been doing it since last September.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it since last September, September 2017. Mm-hmm. Almost 2 years, because I was certified this year. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then
you were in school? You went to school?
I went to school for a class.
You're in school. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I went to school, and I was going to try to get my master's in mental health.
Okay.
But because I'm not computer savvy.
Which you won't be for long.
Right.
Is he going to help you with that, too?
All right. And everything now is online.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my problem there. And God knows I want my master's degree just like I want a husband.
I know that's right. Look, which one are you going to get first? Or going to go in parallel, both at the same time?
Oh, my God, going to do it, but he's going to do them both.
And keep in mind, Ms. K, you already have your bachelor's degree.
Oh, yeah.
And how long have you had your bachelor's?
Since 2007.
See?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times people say, okay, you got in trouble because you a product of your environment. Mm-hmm. You did this, you mm-hmm. did that. No,
I've had a good job. I worked in the jail for 7 years. Actually, I was downtown today and I saw an officer.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he said, don't I know you? Mm-hmm. And I said, what's your name? Then when I said, yeah, mm-hmm. I do know you. I said, you know, I worked upstairs doing the substance abuse mm-hmm. class up there. He said, yeah, I worked right up there. I was the officer that kind of like security mm-hmm. over the inmates at the jail, because I did that for 7 years. And we got to talking, and believe it or not, he came and said, Sheriff Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Had made him a sergeant because I looked at his story. I said, wow, you a sergeant? He said, yeah, he sat in 28 years. And
wow.
It wasn't until Sheriff Baker came and mm-hmm. he gave me a sergeant.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Caucasian man.
See?
Okay? And I said, well, you know, I heard that they was going to do something about it. He said, yeah. He said, they're talking about it now. He gave me a name.
Mm-hmm. See?
The call. So God is putting me,
mm-hmm.
He put me in places,
strategically
yeah.
placing you.
Because I do peer support and I love peer support, but peer support is not what I want to
your
do.
Your end all.
Right, it's not what I want to do.
Right now with you and Dr. Rita together, right now, Dr. Rita, what are some of the things that you find as somewhat of a challenge still? As you all go through this continuing journey, because I know y'all going to be connected to mm-hmm. to the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I advocate for these ladies when I go out
mm-hmm.
To churches, you know, to other businesses, you know, because you got some women that have really made up their minds that, you know, I need change,
right.
And so when they make up their minds and they go out. You know, then the challenges on the outside mm-hmm. are so hard, you know, it just almost pushes them back, you know,
mm-hmm.
make them get frustrated, you know, what's the use? Housing and jobs I mean, because if you can't work and make your money, how are you going to live in a house and take care? You know, you have these mothers who have children, and they're fighting to get their children back, but they have to be able to show that they're doing something and making money so they can take care of their children. And so, my heart plea is to the businesses that will, give somebody
about
some,
that
checkoff
box.
Give somebody else give them a second chance. Somebody gave you a second chance and probably a third and a fourth.
Right.
We just don't know. But I mean, just try to help. The challenge is still the same. When they leave prison,
housing. Can you share with us about your nonprofit and what you all are currently doing? And tell us a little bit about New Beginning. I had a pleasure of being there with the ladies last week, and it was an absolute blessing.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, I love what I do. It's a passion. I waited till I got older. Well, I didn't wait. The good Lord waited till I got older, and then He began to give me a lot of assignments. But I'm telling you, I feel like I'm walking in my purpose, and I feel so fulfilled when I'm assisting these ladies. I just want to see them make it.
Right.
I want to see them make it. And I believe God has placed me here for a purpose, to help push them.
Make sure they
they say failure is not an option.
Right.
Well, that's the way I feel. You're not going to fail.
Right.
And God's going to help me to do my part so that I can be a blessing, a blessing to them. But, my organization is called Women of Purpose and Destiny International Fellowship.
Mm.
And we are a 501c3 organization. We're faith-based.
Mm.
And when God gave me that title, I don't think I really knew what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Women of Purpose and Destiny, because women, we have to have a purpose in life.
Yes.
We all have a purpose in life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have to search for that purpose until we find it. And then we can know where we're going.
Exactly.
It's destiny for us.
Exactly.
And so God blessed me in 1993 out of being bored to start this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living in Eastern North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
The church that I was attending at the time, the pastor, when I shared my vision, he said, "Be with you 100%.
Wow.
And I mean, with all that backing behind me, I was able to do some awesome things. Yes, we had women's retreats. I would go down to the beach. We would do weekend getaways with the women. We would have workshops. We would have singing. We had praising. We had preaching. And I mean, by Sunday when we returned back home, we were new people.
Wow.
I mean, we were energized, empowered,
right.
And so I did this for years. If we weren't at the beach, then we were up in the mountains. Just giving women an opportunity to be refreshed.
Right.
We wear so many hats.
Restored.
And we have so many masks that we have to wear. And,
right.
We just constantly doing something that for others that we don't take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And so in order for us to be good for somebody else, we got to be good
for
ourselves first.
Right.
And so that's what the concept was for the retreats. And then I started doing conferences. I am an event planner. I love to coordinate things.
Right.
And so I started doing our conferences and networking and bringing people together from all walks of life. I'm not in a box where I'm just focusing on one group.
Right.
I focus on all women, all women.
Right.
Someone said, "Well, what about the men?" Well, yeah, they can use some help, but I have to stay in the lane God has put me in.
Yeah, right.
I can't be all over the place. That will make me less effective.
Right, I can refer you to someone.
Yes.
Right.
And so I have to just be mindful of what I'm called to.
Mm-hmm.
That way that I know that I can, do it in excellence.
Right.
In the spirit of excellence. And so Women of Purpose and Destiny was blessed on this year to be able to open up a home for women, which is called New Beginning, a home for women who are in transition. This is a long, long, long time goal, that dream that had been brought into fruition. And so it's a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
I love the ladies that are in the home. I love the atmosphere of the home, and I'm just so thankful. I'm just so grateful. Now I feel like I'm not big enough, but I had to start off somewhere. You know, I had to start off small.
So what's the transition like? So is there an application process, a referral process?
Yes, ma'am. We have a referral program, and we do also have an application that is filled out by, you know, by those who desire to be there. Mm-hmm. We have a committee that does an interview. Mm-hmm. I don't make the decision myself. You know, we have a committee, and on this committee, there's seats. Several people in different positions, pastors, you know, social workers.
Right.
So everybody can do, you know, during the interview, they're able to see, you know, if the individual would be a fit for what we're trying to do. You know, because we don't want to bring anybody in there that's not going to be able to, you know, be, you know, abide, you know, and be a fit in there with the others. And we don't want chaos and confusion. We want peace, love, the Spirit of God.
So how long can they stay there?
They have a year.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a year. However, we do an assessment when they first enter the house, mm-hmm. and every 3 months we go back and revisit that assessment. And so every 3 months up until we get to that year time, we want to see if we have made any progress with you, if you've made any progress. And of course, you know, we're not going to put you out the door if you need some more time. You know, we can extend it, but we don't want you to come and sit for 6 months and then decide you're going to work. And then when your other 6 months is up, you know, then you go, I need more time. No, we want you to work at the door, baby.
Right.
And then we're going
to
work with you as
continue
you go through.
Follow,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, that's our goal. We have something that's called the NURF program.
Okay.
N-U-R-F.
Okay.
And that acronym stands for Now You Are Free.
Mm.
The NURF program. So now you are free. What you going to do now? And so what we do is we write down the goals, you know, the goals that you want to set.
Right.
You know, how much time, you know, you feel like you need to set that goal.
Right.
And so that's how we, you know, we come back and revisit it every 3 months. So the NURF program is to help women.
Absolutely.
Our goal is to transition. We want to help them to transition. When they come in the door, they know they're not coming to stay forever.
Right.
We're helping you to transition. Yeah. You know, let you take baby steps and get yourself, you know, back up on your feet and so forth.
Get a
for
feel
you
of everything.
On. Yeah. And then when they finish, they can come back and help me, you know, with the next group.
Right.
Know?
And become a mentor.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Absolutely.
So every Thursday, we have mandatory program.
Mm-hmm.
And we cover, right now, we have about five of the different of the seven sessions that we're going to be having, which includes the financial literacy, substance abuse, health and wellness, and of course Bible studies is at the top of the list, you know. And so we want to keep these programs going. The ladies don't have to go out for programming. They can come through the house, and not just the ones that reside in the house are part of the program, but also other agencies, they send their people over.
Oh, good.
And we have our sessions together. We feed everybody before the sessions begin for fellowship. And so it's just really good. I'm excited. See, when I start talking about it, I go on and on because it's really my passion.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, just being there, the ladies are lovely. They're willing to learn. It's a difference when you have program in place, but it really makes a big difference when whoever comes into the program is more than willing to learn. And like you say, be held accountable. Okay. You know, I really appreciate being with you all this afternoon.
Yes,
I'm going to say to you, anything that I can do for either one of you all that I'm going to continue to do. I'm excited about working with you, with your prison program, going into the prison to support these women and let them know that there are people out here that actually do care.
Yes.
You know, we talked about the living conditions of the prison. Our goal is to bring forth more legislation to, you know, and be a voice for those that feel that they're voiceless. So I think we're on the right track.
We are.
You know, we just gotta keep pushing and keep pounding.
And keep praying.
Yes. So Ms. K,
yes.
Life after release is far greater, right?
Yes.
And you got even more greater things to come.
Yes, yes. God be glory.
Anything you wanna share with us in closing?
I love my sin.
Yes.
how Wilson cut his mouth right away. That is my baby.
Yes.
He keeps me focused.
Mm-hmm. Keeps you grounded.
He do. He really do. You know? And when I slip, for instance, mm-hmm. I might say something. He said, you said a bad word.
Oh.
You said a bad word. Uh-huh. I say, I'm sorry.
Please. Please.
Because I get on him for doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. And he'll call me. Now he even holds me mm-hmm. accountable.
Yes.
You know, so.
Well, we appreciate you. We're going to continue to pray
that
God continue to elevate you.
Yeah.
And he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
And I'm just so proud of him. I really am. I am so proud of him.
Who would have thought?
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
But you stuck with it. You
She's not a lazy person.
No.
Kay is not a lazy person. Because Kay was beating that pavement every morning. I would say, Kay, slow down, you know.
Still beating it. I know that's right.
Yeah.
So how can people reach out to you, Dr. Rita?
Sure. My email address is womenofpurpose, mm-hmm. D for destiny, mm-hmm. @gmail.com. Again, women of purpose.
I got you.
Got me? Women of PD.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
womenofpd@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. My number is 919-426-5894. 919-426-5894. And please feel free to contact us.
Thank you guys again. Thank you ladies again for being with us. I'm so used to saying guys because, believe it or not, I've been working with a lot of men that have transitioned as well mm-hmm. back into the community. I've learned a lot, and I'll continue to open up my services and my time to whatever I can do to help. And I appreciate you all.
I appreciate you.
Yes. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you.
Guess what? Brown Girls Table Talk is now on YouTube.